Hey, man, good to get this dude here in the Freak Nation. Jeff Gluck covers motorsports and NASCAR for The Athletic, theathletic.com, a great go-to source for all things motorsports and sports. Jeff Gluck, we ask drivers when they're sitting in their units, iRacing, what they're wearing, whether it's skivvies or boxers. When you're reporting on...
Thanks to Matt DiBenedetto.
Right. When you're reporting on motorsports from your abode in Colorado, are you wearing boxers or briefs?
Well, I never wear briefs. I'm always boxers. Sorry to the brief people out there. But I'm wearing other stuff on top of that too. I mean, I'm not going to be like a Matt DiBenedetto type there. I don't have that. I don't have that confidence going on. And plus, I think it would be confusing to my wife as to why I was doing that. She'd probably be worried that I was having cabin fever or something. But I do keep it casual, though. I mean, I wear my race day hat to pretend like I'm still out of the track. But other than that, I'm just rocking, you know, the casual T-shirt, you know, sweatpants, just chilling because, you know, nobody's seeing me, right? I mean, I did like a, you know, live stream tweet up this morning, but, you know, all you see is the head. So I just wear my hat. So I'm good, you know?
You know what we do miss is your quiet track photos. There's got to be some way to do it via computer.
Well, last week somebody sent me one because I don't use iRacing, so... somebody sent me one last week and it was beautiful. And I was thinking that somebody's going to send me one this week because I just, you know, rely on everybody. But no, I don't have one this week. So maybe somebody out there who knows how to get on there. Because, you know, they have like photographers, like iRacing photographers who hop in there and then they'll get the good car shots on the replay afterwards, of like the good battles and the wrecks, like make it look all good. I have no idea how that works. But, a lot of people out there are you know, now I'm realizing there's a whole world, you know.
Right.
Freak Nation at Jeff_Gluck on Twitter. And real quick, has the 40% offer been extended for The Athletic for $2.99 a month?
I believe somebody told, I don't know, don't quote me on this, but somebody told me yesterday they got a 50%. They went to the 40% and it was 50% now, so... They don't really tell me, but I hear from people who like signed up, so it may be 50% off right now.
Well, it's badass, Jeff. Yeah, we go to a lot of your compadres there with The Athletic with our daily show and of course with Speed Freaks. Jeff Gluck joining us here in the Freak Nation, of course, covering motorsports. And curious, we had Timmy Hill on, we had Sage Karam on, we've got Tony Kanaan coming on this hour. If this goes on, again, we saw what happened with the president today where the social distancing is being continued through April. If this goes on for another 2 months and we've got 2 months worth of iRacing in IndyCar, but specifically with NASCAR, how much effect do you think that given the success of iRacing and it continues to be successful, quote unquote, there's radio air quotes, how much effect do you think this will have on the planning and future planning of NASCAR when it comes to length of races and maybe setup of races in the future?
That's a really, really, really good point. And one that I haven't thought a ton about, but I see already that, you know, because like today, for instance, right, it was 125 laps and, you know, it's pretty much fits neatly into an hour and a half TV window. And the race was entertaining. And when it got over, you were done. And that was it. You weren't like, oh man, I wish that was a lot longer. You weren't like, I wish that was shorter. It was just right about the right length, hour and a half, you know? And I don't really think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, I know there's sort of this old tendency to just sit there for 3 hours, 3.5 hours, and, you know, just watch everybody go around. But you know, I think that there's an attraction to, hey, let's see a lot of action in a short amount of time. Let's get entertained. It'll be fun. And let's go on with our day. And I also think, you know, the way that they've had guys racing into it, you know, it was sort of the last chance qualifier thing. If they wanted to expand that to sort of go like a heat race format type thing, I think people would be really into it. And that's another thing to consider when this all gets back to normal is just, you know, could a smaller field work, you know, maybe some heat races beforehand work, and then you have a shorter main event. I mean, all that stuff that you bring up, Kenny, I really think that this could change the mentality going forward of like, you know, we don't really need to have these 500 mile races.
No. No, we really don't. And it's nice, like you alluded to, it's nice to be able to have your afternoon to go back to and actually get things done instead of spending the entire afternoon in front of the television. But on another side of things, really, this could benefit drivers, at least as far as sponsorships are concerned. So many computer companies or technology-based companies, it's almost like this just fits for them. Whether we're talking about iRacing or asphalt racing, it's just something that there is crossover. Something can really work for some of these companies.
Well, and I think, too, that, you know, obviously the price point is, you know, dramatically cheaper to sponsor somebody's virtual race car that doesn't need an engine, don't need to buy tires. You know, you don't need to hire a pit crew. You don't need to, you know, I mean, just to be attached to somebody's car. I mean, Landon Castle now, for the last couple of weeks, you know, I don't know how much he's getting, but he sold a sponsor for the last 2 weeks. You know, it's going to be on TV. And, you know, I mean, that's got to be something. I still don't think that I want to draw a line here, though, because to me, my interest, you know, in watching this is that it's the real guys who participate in the real racing. You know, the other, like the Coca-Cola iRacing series, you know, where they have the pro guys who are, you know, even better than the drivers at iRacing. I have trouble getting into that as much because I don't know them. You know, I don't know their personalities. I don't know the rivalries. I don't know the backstory. I don't know who these guys are. So it's tougher to sit there and watch that. When I watch this, I'm interested in it and I'm glued to it because you know all these guys. You know Biffle was in it today and you're watching him race and, you know, Bobby Labonte and Dale Jr. and then all the current guys. And, you know, that makes it interesting to me. So as long as it's kind of the current guys, I think you can go anywhere you want with sponsorship type stuff. I think it's a harder sell once you get to like, hey, this guy's the pro guy. And you probably never heard of him, but he won a couple races last year. And, you know, it's like, okay, cool. I just think that's going to take more time.
Yeah, good point.
Jeff Gluck is the motorsports analyst for The Athletic, but even greater than that, he's a friend of the Freaks. Jeff, you may not know, but you keep bringing this up and going right to the edge of this. Is there a journalist somewhere in America who's an expert at this, who could get invited to a race and beat some of these clowns at their own game?
Journalist? I'm not sure. I don't really know. I mean, none of the writers I know are like necessarily good at this. There's a couple PR people, like Tyler Overstreet. He's a PR guy for Martin Truex Jr. And he was in one of this races called The Replacements that they had the first week. I think he's in the series that they're doing of it now. And he's pretty competitive. He can run top five. There's a couple guys like that. I don't really know of any like media types, but it wouldn't surprise me. You know, it seems like, especially, you know, with iRacing, if you run some of these races that you can work on your own setup and you find something that works for you, that can really make a difference. Where the guys, you know, the races they've been running this week are like, you know, on the ones on TV for all the Cup guys, they're fixed setups. They can't, everybody's running the exact same setup, the exact same car. So, you know, there's only so much you can do. And if it doesn't really fit you, you know, you're trying to adapt to that. But, you know, if you're a guy who likes driving a loose car and you can get in and set it up that way, that's a whole different story. So I guess it depends on the circumstances.
Jeff, do you think this is survivable when all this is done and racing returns? Do you think there might be a place for iRacing or sim racing on like MAV TV to have a regular program and you could build up maybe some celebrities and build up a fan base for these guys, even with real racing in place?
I think it's going to be tough. I think it's going to be tough, especially like right when real racing comes back. You're going to have so many people who are so excited to watch real sports again, real live sports, whether it's dirt or asphalt or, you know, sports cars or, you know, anything. I mean, I think people are going to be wanting to consume everything. They're going to be so longing for it. And there almost might be sort of like this, okay, look, I've had enough esports for a while. I'm desperate to watch the real thing. I mean, I'm wondering if people might associate sort of this time in their lives with watching all the esports. But that said, I think overall it's, you know, it's got to be a very affordable thing for TV to put on, more affordable than, you know, going to an actual track and filming, right? I mean, it's got to be, the price has to be right. So if they can get any sort of decent viewership and, you know, be able to sell commercials around that, I mean, I think more people, more TV networks will be interested in it, but I'm not sure the viewing audience will be super receptive for a while, just because there's going to be so much esports. And once everything gets back to normal, I just think people are just going to be clamoring to get out of their houses and not watch TV and just do everything we've been missing out on.
I'd like to believe that, but I don't know that I agree with you. I think that there's enough people already watching esports. I mean, if you could get hundreds of thousands of people to watch some guy named Joe play Fortnite, then I think you could probably get, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not more, to watch some guy named Joe win a race. And it's live, and you don't know what happens. And if you have 10 or 12 races, there's some connection between race 2 and race 7 that maybe you don't get between race 10 and race 42, you know, way down the line.
Yeah, you might be right. And, you know, maybe like the iRacing, the Coca-Cola iRacing series with the pros will somehow end up on TV. But for me, I do see like sort of a distinction between like Fortnite and League of Legends in these games, because they're, you know, that's like a fantasy world that they're playing in, right? Like the shooter games and stuff like that, and the strategy, the fantasy world. Like this, the racing, the sim racing is simulating something that we can actually go see. We can actually watch on TV or go buy a ticket to, and that has like an element of danger with it that makes these guys a whole level of badassery. They're not resetting their cars like they are in the stuff we watch today and just, you know, go back to the pits and, you know, have a whole brand new car. I mean, there's consequences for their actions. And I think that adds, you know, some sort of element of, you know, I'm not going to say it's entertaining, but it makes it more thrilling when you're watching real racing. Like, oh my gosh, if something goes horribly wrong with these guys making these moves, it could have, you know, tremendous consequences. So, you know, I just don't know if you can replicate that in something that's trying to simulate that behind somebody's computer screen. You know, I'm talking about like long-term TV wise. There's certainly an interest. I just don't know how big it can really get.
Gluck, are you wearing boxers or briefs during this interview?
Earlier.
No, during this interview.
Jeez. I don't even own briefs. I literally do not own one pair. So that's just not even an option for me.
Yeah, the Brief Nation, he said. He said, sorry to the Brief Nation.
I understand that, but it's in the nighttime. I'm curious if you just line up in bed with the snappy boxers on right now, talking to the freaks.
It's all boxers here. I can't even imagine living another way. I'm sorry. Like, I mean, the Brief people out there, please don't go on my Twitter mentions, but this is just how I roll.
Yeah, it's greatness.
The Brief.
Jeff_Gluck on Twitter, a great read of The Athletic. For your motorsports insight. Jeff, thank you for doing this, buddy. We'll catch up again soon.
All right, yeah, I hope to see you guys in person soon. I mean, sooner than later, at least. So hang in there.